The Rangers have announced who will be inducted into the Rangers Hall of Fame this year. If Zonk? You care about things like this, Zonk is not on the list.
He should already be in. Maybe he is.
What is a Gonk?
Gonk or Zonk, not already in. There are 20 people currently in the Rangers Hall of Fame. How many are in the Cowboy Ring of Honor, do you think?
About that. Maybe 15.
In quite a bit more storied history and a much longer history.
Yeah, but who cares, right? It's each franchise's own little thing. They're going to celebrate what their high water marks are, right? You can't, nobody in this town could compare their history to the Cowboys in terms of championships, right?
22 for the Ring of Honor.
22? Okay, the Rangers will have 22 after this summer.
It's a different bar, right?
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, if you're the Rangers and you're going so hard, so fast, and if you're dedicated to doing this every year, and it doesn't seem that they are. It looks like 06, 08, those would be, and 2017 and 18 would be years they did not induct anyone. But this year they have announced two. So I don't know the process. You know how the process with the Cowboys is Jerry, right? What Jerry decides.
Right.
I don't know if the Rangers have a similar process. I don't know. I have zero idea.
Well, this is a level down from retired number. They have four retired numbers, right? They have Nolan, Pudge, Johnny Oates, and your favorite, Jackie Robinson. And so next tier down, just like the Cowboys have
Jackie Robinson,
a few numbers that will never. Cowboys also retired Jackie Robinson. But
yeah, football, it's very difficult to retire numbers.
Yeah, but nobody's going to wear 12. There's a couple Cowboy numbers that you'll never see again. They just...
Yeah, it's always weird seeing a guy...
They don't make a big deal
about it. Or it used to be to me weird seeing some special teams guy wearing Tony Dorsett's number. Just having grown up watching
100%.
Tony Dorsett, but...
They'll give out 88 on you.
Yeah. It's weird, but you won't, again, it's you tougher.
Won't, but you won't see 8 again, you know?
You will not see 8. You probably won't see Romo's number.
And I think
whatever that was.
And I think so. I believe the three or there's three or four that are. Well, I mean, I wonder when that will. It will not when Jerry's living. 8, 12, and what, 74? Those are the ones that are
22.
Off limits.
I was gonna say, have we had a 22?
Yeah, I think we have. Mm. Well, no, we haven't.
I'm gonna say no.
I don't remember one.
What was it? They didn't give it to Nate Jones, did they? Now I'm trying to think of. You're probably right. You're probably right. They can't give away the NFL's all time leading rushers number. Anyway, back to your point. I'm
so
sorry. Didn't mean to hijack the Rangers.
No, it must be that
Cowboys.
Pudge was playing. That must be why he didn't get inducted into the first class then. Because somehow it took Pudge until 2013 to get into the Rangers Hall of Fame. And it looks like his last year, well, I don't know his last year with the Bigs. Okay, it must have been right after that. Anyway, they've announced Josh Hamilton and former Arlington Mayor Richard Green.
Okay,
the Josh
okay.
Hamilton thing, I'm not sure. I heard that and thought, Ranger Hall of Famer? Okay, I mean, he won a MVP here.
Dude, he was...
He was awesome.
I don't want to say he was the main character in the glory years, but...
But he also left under weird circumstances. It's not like he left as a huge hero. He kind of left as... Somewhat of a bad guy.
I mean, saying it's not a baseball town. If he would let that.
Yeah.
He kind of burned a bridge on his way out.
But he might have had, like, the best three-year run of any position player they've ever had.
That's what I'm saying, man.
No, he didn't.
Really?
Really?
Is it close to one from?
Alex Rodriguez.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair point.
As I looked at, I just looked at these stats. And A-Rod was here for 3 years. Now, also a very polarizing figure. But A-Rod won the MVP, was second in the MVP the other year, sixth in the MVP the other year.
Yeah, he was
Gold Glove at shortstop twice, an all-star, of course. 52, 57, and 47 were his home runs. 135, I mean,
yeah,
you could say he was juiced up. guilty as charged, but he had 3 years that were kind of like Josh Hamilton's best year, and Josh Hamilton's best year was awesome at the age of 29 when he had 32 homers, 100 RBI, hit .359 to lead baseball. Did you realize that?
I mean,
.633 slug.
I definitely argued that you got to re-sign him.
He won the MVP.
They ignored me, and they definitely were proven correct, as were you.
His fall was precipitous, was it not?
Well, and I think you predicted that as well. I always got the sense that you weren't really into Josh. You were very skeptical of him even in his heyday. But you also would have been a good guy to be running the team because you wouldn't have fallen head over heels for him like I did. And believed that
JD got a big win on that one.
Yeah.
Because the trade was a steal, right, to get him. But right when he kind of cleaned up his act and became all that they thought he could be, and the Rangers got the best years out of him at a very ridiculously low, low cost.
What was the 5-year war span for him, if you go wins above replacement, man? He had a 9-win season nearly, and 5.5, 2 4s, and a 0.6. That is a lot for a 5-year span. I wonder who's done that in Ranger history. Certainly Pudge and Juan would come close to that, but that's phenomenal.
Arlington Mayor Richard Green.
Well, they say geniuses pick green.
He was there from 87 to 97. It says here, why did they put him in the Hall of Fame? Played a major role in getting the team a new stadium.
Yeah, I don't care about that stuff.
And then a major role in keeping the Rangers in Arlington. Is this the Arlington Hall of Fame? Or is it the Rangers Hall of Fame? Didn't matter where they were.
I don't mean to completely shrug it off. Let me explain. And this
tricked his constituents into lining the owner's pockets for that.
If somebody pays for the stadium on their own, I could almost see this sort of thing. But if you merely get it pushed through your municipality and get the voters on your side, that's worthy. That's important, I'm sure. But I've never really found a place for them in the sports halls of fame next to the actual contributors or the players and the managers and the coaches who make these things happen. So that's going to be a no for me. But
I mean, I even
it's
get
their
it
Hall
it's
of Fame.
When it's Jerry or somebody who had to do with league operations or something, but just getting a
I mean, this goes
tax
back to
money,
our.
I don't get.
This goes back to the Art Modell thing, though. I have a really hard time, even at that level, Jake, saying that the executives.
Yeah.
On the, you know, to generally, they're born into extreme wealth, and they fall in love with a sport, and they make sure it stays safe. But I believe Dan suggested with Art Modell that if he didn't do it, somebody else certainly would have figured out the NFL should be on TV, and we can profit
what a
from
genius.
This, and we don't really have to, you know, carry them around on our shoulders for infinity just simply because they were the rich guy in the right place at the right time. And I'm positive I'm making rich guys really angry right now, but I've never totally understood this, and he's not even an owner, Dan. He's the mayor of Arlington.
The mayor of Arlington, who is on watch to get the team to Arlington, is Tom Vandergriff.
And Rhines would defend either of those.
And
to
he
the
is
death.
In the Rangers Hall of Fame.
So I'll sit this one out. But that's my general across all the sports views.
I'm just looking at the Rangers Hall of Fame. I think they're.
Hey, is Wetland in there?
No.
He's not in the Ranger Hall of Fame?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he is. He was put in there in 2005. Could that be a thing that they
keep an eye on that one.
Kind of just have a little.
He's presumed innocent.
Okay. Little, keep an eye.
Hey, just saying.
Bookmark.
Just kind of keep an eye, keep a watch.
Let me cut that back a little bit.
Little Wetland watch. Might not be having him back for the...
He's not going to flip a number.
Josh Hamilton induction ceremony. Where can I get that list, by the way? I need that list on who is flipping numbers.
Come on, Chuck Morgan. We need you.
I don't know if he's the man to do that.
Very nice.
There was some real spares when we discovered when you were gone, Bob.
All right, was that the little thing that was going to start Ranger talk, or did that turn into the entire thing?
That's kind of the entire thing. Mike Minor, he's good. That's the other Ranger note that we had for today, but
he is
that
good.
Doesn't
Over
really
it.
Fit in. He 11 strikeouts yesterday and 6 innings pitched.
Ranger Hall of Fame?
Currently on his way. You know, I definitely have more Mike Minor talk in me, but let's save it.
Okay.